Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. The Alabama State Board of Education has offered Superintendent Tommy Bice a new 2-year contract and a pay raise. AL.com reports the board voted 6-2 yesterday to offer Bice the new contract, which would call for his $200,000 salary to be increased to $250,000. Bice's existing contract expires in 2015. School board members Betty Peters and Stephanie Bell of Montgomery voted against the contract. Bell noted Alabama's 50th place rankings on the National Assessment of Education Progress in 8th grade math. Bice says the ranking is unacceptable, but he expects students to show improvements during tests this fall. Tuscaloosa police say they are working with federal authorities to investigate an attack on the department's phone system. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
The department says it was targeted in an attack known as a telephone denial of service on Tuesday afternoon. The attack involves multiple phone calls coming into the department at once, which is meant to jam the department's phone system. Sergeant Brent Blankley says the objective of the attack is usually to prevent departments from receiving legitimate calls and disrupting public safety operations. He says more than 200 similar attacks have been reported throughout the country. As a precaution, Blankley says blocked phone numbers and international numbers calling the department's administrative lines may not go through, but that won't impact 911 emergency lines. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
The SEC network is making its highly anticipated launch today. Since its announcement in May, ESPN has been full steam ahead in the launch of the conference-based channel. Andy Billings is director of the Sports Communication Program at the University of Alabama. He says the early outlook for the network is good.
The SEC network is already primed to be a huge success. Most estimates have it coming out of the gate as the fourth most profitable sports network on broadcast. And to start in year one that way is something that no other sports network has ever really had.
Over 45 college football games will be broadcast on the network this season, as well as original programming. Federal wildlife officials are hosting a series of information sessions about a proposal to list a type of bat as endangered after a disease found in Alabama wiped out part of the species. Officials say they are looking to list the long-eared bat as an endangered species because of white nose syndrome. The disease has killed millions of cave-dwelling bats and has been tracked to Alabama, at least 24 other states, and parts of Canada. Wildlife officials have said a sharp decrease in the bat population could lead to an increase in the types of pests they prey on, among other things. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's planning to host information sessions on the 19th through the 21st of this month. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Expect good supply of sunshine this Thursday. Citrus top out in the upper 80s to near 90. Humidity levels remain low. Clear and cool tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s for North Alabama. Low to mid 60s for the southern half of the state. As going to Friday and Saturday, starting to get hot again as temperatures top out in the low 90s both days. Good supply of sun to start off the weekend, but clouds increase. A few scattered storms on Sunday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.